This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When did you accidentally or intentionally eat something weird? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, some of the texts. It's all based on my mother-in-law accidentally eating one of those Oreo-looking dog treats. The Oreo cookie-looking dog treats. And my daughter just thought it was so hilarious. And she said it wasn't that bad, though. She said it wasn't very sweet, but it wasn't that bad. But some of the texts that are coming in are pretty funny. So he said, I accidentally ate some dog food that was in the fridge mixed with rice because my dog was sick at the time. In all fairness, I was just out of the military. It looked like beef stew with rice. So that's how I mixed my beef stew with rice in the military.
That's fair. Yummy.
Sometimes the dog food does look delicious.
Especially those new ones, the farmer's dog and all these fancy ones. It's made with all, like, human consumable ingredients.
Well, we get now for Lulu because, you know, there's no teeth, so we have to get, like, that soft kind of food. But we get one that's, like, from New Zealand. And I open it up, and I'm like, wow. She scarfs this thing down. I'm like, I can't even look at this thing. It's so disgusting looking. Like, there will never be a time where I accidentally eat that. Like, it just looks so, like, disgusting and unedible. But she just loves it. Another person says, I'm a mailman. I work with a guy that says that sometimes he'll eat those milk bones that he gives to dogs in his route. He says they're actually pretty good.
I do get really excited when the delivery person brings my dog's treats. They love it. They'll jump in the car. They're crazy.
That's pretty smart of them. Just have something to kind of endear themselves to the dogs. One person says, I actually like those dog Oreo cookies that your mother-in-law ate. I get a bag for my pup and a bag for me.
What?
My wife thinks I'm insane.
Oh, I think you're insane, but I'm going to try one, though.
Your wife might be right. I'll try and swing by Petco today and get some fresh ones.
Oh. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
And how fresh are they? I feel like those things just sit in that scoopable bin probably for, I don't know, what's the shelf life on those things?
Oh, so many questions.
Yeah.
I will say that the milk bone one was always something, like, when I had a pet growing up, I was always like, those, and then the dog eats them, like, they're so delicious, and I'm like,
it's the greatest thing in the world.
And with the name milk bone, I'm like, oh, it probably tastes like milk and cookies.
No.
Turns out.
One person said, well, at least your mother-in-law's breath were probably nice and fresh and teeth were clean because of those treats.
Oh, my God.
I don't think she already takes care of that with brushing, but okay. You said one of your friends just ate something weird?
Yes. Okay, so my friend just started dating this new guy, and his parents came to pick him up for their first dinner. So my friend got into their car, and there was a Ricola on the seat. Now, I already think this is weird, because she was like, oh, I could use a Ricola. That'd be great. So she just pops the Ricola in her mouth, and then midway through dinner, she is high as a kite.
Oh, it's an edible.
Yes. So her boyfriend's mother, like, puts her weed candies in Ricolas when she travels.
Oh.
So my friend didn't know that.
Sneaky. I like that. A little drug smuggling.
Yeah. So then I guess his parents gave them, like, a gift. She gave her a gift, and there were edibles in there. And so she was like, by chance, do you put your edibles in Ricola wrappers? And she's like, yeah, I do that all the time. Oh. She's like, I had one before dinner. She had to leave dinner early.
How strong was it? It must have been strong enough to knock her on her ass.
She was knocked on her ass. And she was texting us during this dinner like, I don't know what to do. I'm so high, you guys. I'm so high.
Did you tell her to call 911 like most people who take an edible and can't handle it do?
I should have. I'm like, your future mother-in-law drugged you. Wow. But also, who takes a random Ricola in the car of your... I would never do that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's that all that weird. I mean, I would ask. I would be like, hey, can I have this?
Oh, so a random person's car that you just met.
Yeah.
And there's a Ricola on the seat and you would take it? Just pop it in your mouth?
I would. I mean, I'd assume there's nothing wrong with it. No weirdness.
I wouldn't take it, but I also wouldn't think that if I did take it, there was like, it was a front for an actual edible.
That's true. And we were like, didn't it taste different? And she was like, well, it was sugar free. So I thought that's why it tasted a little weird.
Oh, my God.
Dude, no one.
I almost did the same thing in Vegas one time when we were staying with my cousin and he just had Sour Patch Kids. I was in his hotel room and he just had Sour Patch Kids kind of like strewn about his room. And I was like, oh, I can't go with the Sour Patch Kid. Luckily, he walked out of the bathroom and looked at me. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I was going to have one of your Sour Patch. And he's just got this big smile on his face.
He's like, go ahead.
He's like, go ahead, try it. And I was like, nope, I'm not. I what's going on?
I'm on to you, buddy.
I do not want to go on that adventure.
Edibles, nope. Someone texted at 206-803-ROCK. We handed my mom a dog treat one time to try and get our dog to warm up to her a little bit better. For some reason, she thought we were handing her a snack. She popped it right in her mouth. The weirdest thing I think I've ever eaten, and it was intentionally, I remember going to New Orleans for a radio convention once, and we ended up at some breakfast spot where they had alligator meat.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like an alligator sausage, like some kind of breakfast sausage. I'm like, screw it, I got to try this. And it's as much people joke about it, that tastes like chicken. It kind of did, but it was a little more, like, a little more gamey.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a fan.
Well, you lived to tell the tale.
I didn't hate it. It wasn't like, oh, this is disgusting. But it was just like, hey, I think I'll never eat this again. What about you?
I mean, I swallowed 7 live goldfish one time. That was a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. That was definitely a thing. But I don't feel like you did that for
accolades. That's why I did
You did that to impress everybody. You didn't do it just to enjoy a meal.
No.
Have you ever eaten anything like a strange exotic dish?
So, well, there was one time they used to do these assemblies back in my high school days where they would get one representative from each class, and I was the representative from the sophomore class, and they had a blender and they would keep adding more and more things to the blender and then pour you out like a little Dixie cup of it. And I was like, yeah, bring it on. But I think it was when they added, I think it was wet cat food.
Oh my God.
How old were you?
Probably 15 or 16.
Oh my God.
I think you could not do this at an assembly in 2024. This was a
should have been able to do this in an assembly in 2014, 2004, 1994.
I was doing a pretty good job until we had the wet pet food in there. And then that's when I started to lose it. Literally.
Was it at that moment that they realized you were destined to go to Washington State University?
They're like, watch out, goldfish. Goldfish, here she
this
comes.
This girl's a Coogan Macon.
Oh boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.